Hello, and welcome to the West Texas A&M University Trumpet All-State Etude Podcast for the academic year of 2012-2013. This is Bill Takis, Trumpet Professor at WT, and this is the fifth straight year that I am making this podcast available free of charge to help with Etude audition preparation for both large schools and ATSSB. In this podcast, I will be talking a little bit about each Etude, which will cover performance strategies and some particular items to watch out for while you are practicing. And then you will get to hear each section of the etude at different tempos, followed by a full run-through of the etude at performance tempo. Here is my annual spiel about learning the etudes in list form. Number 1. Take your time. Do not try to play these etudes at performance tempo until you have spent considerable time playing them slowly. Number 2. Pay attention to the details. Things like articulations, dynamics, rhythms, accidentals, key signatures, and other directions are not optional. Number 3. Practice in short sections with a metronome, especially any sections that pose a particular technical challenge to you. Number 4. Always be thinking about playing with your best possible sound and about making music. Beautiful playing is your ultimate goal as a musician. Okay, that's it with general advice. Let's jump in with the large school etudes. They are from the Verm book, or Worm, published by the International Music Company. The specific etudes selected are numbers 12, 20, and 40. I'll start numerically with number 12. First, some changes and errors to point out. As listed on the TMEA website, in measure 2, beat 3, the articulation of the third beat is now changed from slurring all three notes of the triplet to slurring only the first two and tonguing the last note, which is a fourth line D. Please mark it. You will note that in my recordings of the etude that I in fact slur all three as written, as I did record it before the change was announced on the website. Now find measure 8, beat 2. The first note of that triplet should be printed as an E natural, not as an E flat, when the key is regarded. It would be pretty strange to play the D sharp followed by the enharmonic E flat, the same note essentially. One other mistake. In measure 22, the last note of the bar should be an F natural. If played as written, you would carry the F-sharp to that note, which would disrupt the sequence of descending, diminished triads in this passage. Mark these changes so you remember them when you play. This etude is in G minor, which has two flats in the key. You will see a lot of F-sharps, which is the leading tone of the key. Start slow and get these agile slurring patterns as smooth as possible. Measures 5 through 7 will probably be a spot you want to focus on as far as technique goes. You will see an increased amount of accidentals towards the middle, leading to the sequence of diminished triads I mentioned earlier, which begins in measure 21. This passage requires sure fingers and will probably take a lot of good old-fashioned repetition to get secure. Take your time and gradually build your speed. Remember to observe the retard in measure 24. It doesn't have to fall exactly where it is written. I would actually extend it to include the entire measure, but that is my own personal preference. Measure 25 is the return of the opening material with a coda. Take special note of measures 33 and 35. These measures are exactly the same, even though measure 35 does not have the F-sharp written in beat 2, as found in measure 33. The accidental isn't really necessary because it already occurs at the beginning of the measure anyway. These two measures also have the F-sharp followed by an E-flat. This is an odd sound, and it's strange playing two notes in a row with the same valve configuration, second valve, but this is a passage from the G harmonic minor scale, and it is correct. You'll need an exceptionally big breath to get through the last three lines, which has nowhere to breathe, so make sure you remember to breathe extra deeply at the end of measure 28. One final note about this etude in all music, make sure you observe the accidentals that carry all the way through the bar. For instance, in measure 2, the downbeat of beat 3 is also an F-sharp. Mark any that you forget. Let's listen to the etude now. I'll play it at various speeds with the metronome. You'll hear it broken into three sections. First will be measures 1 through 14, then measures 14 through 24, then measures 25 to the end, all at quarter note equals 80. I won't slow down in measure 24 until my final run-through without the metronome. Thank you. Now you'll hear the same sections, but at quarter note equals 100. Are the same sections at quarter note equals 120, which is the lowest tempo acceptable for the audition. The audition tempo range is from 120 to 150. Finally, here is the entire etude at quarter note equals 144 without metronome.
Thank you.
move on to etude number 20. Good news. There are no errors or changes to mark. All printed notes and articulations are correct. I do want to point out one thing about the cadenza, however. Normally, accidentals in a cadenza apply only to one note at a time, but not here. After the second fermata of the cadenza, note the rising and falling arpeggio patterns. These are diminished seventh chords, and the descending notes are supposed to be the same as the ascending ones. So that first set will have an A-flat coming down, along with the B natural. The second set will have a B-flat and C-sharp. And the third set will have an F-sharp, A, and C naturals, E-flat, and F-sharp. For some reason, the descending figure includes the E-flat. Don't let that confuse you. All of the accidentals carry through this descending series. Another note regarding the cadenza. Many students are confused about how to approach all these tiny notes on the page. Treat the passages between fermatas as its own little statement. On longer passages, following a simple, slow, fast, slow pattern will help with the overall pacing. Shorter fragments, such as the arpeggio patterns, can be treated a little bit differently. Perhaps you would want to speed up as you ascend, and then treat the descending line slower. Experiment and see what you like and what your teacher recommends. Don't be intimidated by this etude. At an eighth note pulse, the 32nd notes will just simply be played like 16th notes, 4 to a beat. Measures 17 and 18 pose the biggest challenge, but work on them slowly first, and you'll get it. Watch for carrying accidentals. Let's take a listen. I'll let you listen to each section of the etude at eighth note equals 84, which is at the low end of the required tempo range. The upper end of the tempo range is eighth note equals 96. The first section you will hear is measures 1 through 8, then measures 9 through 19. The cadenza really starts in measure 20. I would normally let the music slow down into the fermata at measure 21, and then play the cadenza free, but I'm going to keep things mechanical to show you the basic rhythmic relations, and also to show you how awkward and stiff it would sound if you don't take your time and be free with it. The last section is measure 22 to the end.
Thank you.
we'll listen to the entire etude without metronome at eighth note equals 96. You'll hear my ideas on the pacing and flow of the cadenza. Remember that this is just one of many possible interpretations of it. Last etude is number 40. This is written out in two keys, but the one selected is at the top of the page in F major for us trumpet players, or E flat concert. In any case, it's got one flat in the key signature. There is one alteration from the published etude that you need to make. In measure 4, the first two notes, which is the C double dotted quarter note and the B flat 16th note, are to be slurred together. That's the only correction to make. Again, I recorded this before the announcement of this change was made on the TMEA website, so you will not hear me actually slur those two notes together. Please disregard that and follow the directions. A few notes on the etude. Try not to strain for this large leap at the beginning. Try and relax and hear that B flat in your head before going for it. It might take a little time, but your accuracy will be better if you can actually hear that note before you play it. Don't overblow or overexert yourself attempting it. If that note isn't in your comfortable range yet, do not try to practice those passages that include large leaps up to the B flat. You'll have better success if you work on playing a B flat major scale up to that note over and over. Be patient, and with focused work, it will happen. This etude should have a light and bouncy quality to it. I would practice this etude without the trills at first. Put them in only when you feel certain and comfortable with the passages and have the rhythms dead accurate. Then it is simply a matter of timing. You may need to practice each of these two trills over and over out of context until you get the timing down. Yes, there are actually three trills, but the third one is actually the same as the first. Guessing each time you play is not a good idea. Pull out the metronome, put it on a slow tempo, and just work on it. They aren't that difficult, but each one is different. The first one is very quick, only the first note of a triplet. To make it work, you may actually need to alter the overall triplet rhythm and crunch the last two notes into a quicker motion to get enough time for that trill. The next one is much longer, a quarter note, but that still isn't a ton of time. Plus, there are two grace notes to fit in at the end of it. Be careful to play the following triplet right in time. I want to point out two differing articulations in the measures with the trill on the triplet. Notice that the first one has beat 4 separated. The next one, in measure 35, has a slur into beat 4. It's a subtle difference, but it should be observed. Alright, let's listen to it. I'll start with the metronome at quarter note equals 70. I'll break it into three sections from measures 1 to 16, 17 to 32, and 33 to the end. The same sections at quarter note equals 92, which is the lower end of the tempo range. The full range is from 92 to 106.
Thank you.
finally, here's the entire etude at quarter note equals 106 without the metronome. Auditioning with the Large School Etudes, we've reached the end. I hope that you felt that this podcast was helpful with your audition preparation. If you have any comments or questions, please contact me at wtakacs@wtamu.edu. Good luck, and thanks for listening. The next section of the podcast will cover the ATSSB Etudes. This is Year B, which includes the etudes found on page 3 and page 32 of the Voxman Selected Studies book. Let's start with the etude found on page 3. This one is written in cut time, but I would strongly suggest you think of it in 4 until you increase the speed to the point where it is easier to feel in 2. Observe all accidentals and articulations, and try to make these dynamic changes to the best of your ability. I would suggest cutting off tide notes throughout the entire etude. Simply pretend those notes don't exist. These always occur on a downbeat. If you do this, it will provide just the right amount of separation to keep the proper flow and style. There isn't really a whole lot more to say about this one, so I'll let the music do the talking. I'll start with half note equals 60 as my tempo. You can always put your metronome on 120 and have that be the quarter note pulse as well. I will break this etude down into 2 sections, from the beginning to measure 20, and from measure 21 to the end. The same 2 sections at half note equals 80 with the metronome. And finally, here is the entire etude at half note equals 100. The tempo range for this etude is from half note equals 96 to 104. Etude is found on page 32. You are to play only until the third beat of measure 24 and cut the rest. We're in A flat major, so get used to remembering four flats in the key. This is a very lyrical piece, so focus on a beautiful sound. It's okay to include subtle musical nuances like stretching the first note of a slur or incorporating vibrato. Again, there really isn't a lot to say on this one, so let's listen to it. I'll break this into two sections from measures 1 to 16 and from measures 17 to 24. I'll play these two sections with metronome at the lowest tempo in the range, which is quarter note equals 60 to 72. Here's the full etude at quarter note equals 72 without the metronome.
Thank you.
Well, that's all the etudes. I hope that you feel that this podcast was helpful to you. Please send any comments or questions to me at WTAKACS@WTAMU.edu. Thank you for listening and have a great year.